recording is
holy shit
happening.
Oh.
Someone literally just messaged me on Instagram and was like, where's the podcast? I missed the podcast. And I was like, oh, dog, we got a podcast. And I linked it. It's my first time I've ever linked anything in the world. And what's
really
funny is I just hit 10K. And if anyone knows anything about Instagram, is that if you hit 10,000 followers, you then get the privileges in which you can do swipe ups. The day I hit 10K. Now, mind you, this has been true of Instagram for at least 6 years. And that you have to hit 10K, then you can do a swipe up, right? It's a creator perk or this or that or whatever. The day I hit 10K, Instagram announces that they're doing swipe ups for everyone. They're like,
I know.
Go fuck yourself.
The
it was
link
the
click
weirdest
thing. That is so sad for you. Especially because I feel like that was a goal. It was just like a little lesson to you to not care. It's like, Cole, stop caring. This is everyone's game now. You have really upped your scenery game, though. Like, if anyone if no one's looked at Cole's Instagram, this is an important thing to do. He takes amazing landscape photos, and they're just getting better and better all the time. I mean, I guess that's what happens when you continue to hone your craft. But
you know what the secret is?
What?
Saturation.
No, because that's not true, because you always saturated your photos to shit. Now.
No, I don't say to shit. I don't saturate them to shit.
Shit is not a bad thing. Shit is a good thing. Shit is sometimes a good thing.
Hey, listener, write in and let us know if you think shit is a good thing.
Either way, I think that it's not just that. I feel like I don't know. They just look epic. More epic than usual.
Thank you. I learned Photoshop. That helps. And it makes scenes look like they're paintings. And people are like, hey, you know, how you shoot that? It's like, it's Photoshop. It's literally, I don't care. It's Instagram. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's not real. It's like, Instagram isn't real.
Well, it never looks exactly like how you're seeing it anyway. So you're just creating your own, like, artistic perception of how you experience the moment by fiddling around with it.
You gotta fiddle.
You gotta fiddle. I was literally just gonna say that. I don't know why. So, by the way, we're using this new podcast program called Zencaster. Everyone on my Instagram suggested it, and Cole suggested it. But the problem is that, like, Cole looks like a blurry, blurry, tiny little man. I'm gonna take a screenshot so I can add it to the podcast. This is fun.
You look like you were, like, a photo or a video is being taken of you from a potato.
It looks
gross.
That's how it looks for you, too. You look like you're under 18 million layers of cellophane.
I look like I'm looking at you through, like, that medical, that, like, in the, like, in James Bond movie where someone gets their face restored and they have to walk through that medical, like, see-through, but not really see-through, like, weird plastic shit. And it's like a drive-through. It's like those flaps, and they walk through it. I look like I'm looking at you through that. It's that level of clarity.
No, I understand it. Anyways, so this is very exciting. I think this is going to save a little bit of editing time for me because I wasn't using the most efficient software before. And we've got some news. So I'm ready, if you're ready.
Oh, let's get it. Let's get it started.
QAnon believers gather in Dallas awaiting return of long-dead JFK Jr. Have you heard about this?
Yes, it's one of my articles.
Oh, fuck. Well, then that's good, because you'll have a lot to discuss with me. Yes. QAnon supporters have reportedly gathered in Dallas, Texas in anticipation of the return of John F. K. Fuck, sorry. QAnon supporters have reportedly gathered in Dallas, Texas in anticipation of the return of John F. Kennedy Jr., who they believe will announce a 2024 presidential run along Donald Trump, despite being dead for 22 years. I mean, aside from the fact that he's been dead for 22 years, why the hell do QAnon believers think that, like, he's the hero of it all? Like, he's the central focus of this whole conspiracy. Like, he's gonna take down the child eaters. He's gonna run, like, oh, him and who's the lawyer that
the child what?
They think that they're eating children. they're like eating them or whatever. They're eating the kids.
I've heard of sexually assaulting them.
Yes, sexually assaulting, but also eating them and extracting this cell. Honest to God, cool. I'm not lying. Extracting these cells and injecting them in their own face to stay young. That's what Hillary Clinton's doing. She's using, it's like an expensive like youth serum that they're extracting from these children. That's what they think. But I find it so funny that they think that Trump is like the one that everyone's trying. Like Mueller. Okay. So Mueller, who is investigating Trump, QAnon conspiracy theorists believe that he was actually in cahoots with Trump. They think that he was in cahoots with Trump to take down the child predators. And it's all just so crazy. Like, for some reason, they think that he's like the king. I'm like, who? Why? Of all people, like, why him? Really?
Donald Trump?
Yes. Why do they think he's the hero? I just don't get it. He doesn't even look like one.
Well, the thing that's also interesting about it is within their theories, this QAnon bullshit thing, I read further into the article that they believe that JFK is going to come in. He's going to appear. He's just going to walk out of the crowd and be like, oh, I'm not dead. Also, I'm vice president to Trump and he's going to win in 2024. The thing is their theory said that he was going to announce that Trump was president, but everyone was wearing t-shirts that said Trump 2024. So I'm like, wouldn't that be is going to be president?
Right.
So that's beside the fact, but he's going to come in, become president, and then JFK Jr. is going to make Donald Trump stand down and JFK Jr. is going to become president. And then hire, I believe it's Michael Flynn to be his vice president, in which they will hunt down all of the child rapists and hang them all. That's what they believe. Okay. So if you haven't heard of QAnon, tune in because it is quite the hoax. I mean, I read the Star Wars books. I've read the Halo books. This is crazier than that shit. This is so crazier than spaceships.
I'm sorry. Like, I'm not actually sorry. It's a bunch of people who are a little bit too old to understand the difference between valid information on the internet and invalid information on the internet.
Yes.
So, you know, like, for example, my mom will see a shirt advertised to her in an Instagram ad from an awful cheap company somewhere from a Chinese factory, and she'll have me order, you know, $300 worth of it for Christmas because I think it looks nice and she tells me it's good and I trust her, and then it arrives and it's absolutely bonkers and I'm like, oh yeah, why did I trust my 60-something-year-old mother? Because this is terrible and I forgot that older people just don't know the difference between something that's legit and illegitimate. And that's an example that I can use for QAnon people. I really feel like it's people who are like vulnerable older people. It starts that way, who don't know the difference, and then they just get kind of like sucked into it, and then of course you go down the rabbit hole. If you haven't listened to the podcast Rabbit Hole, I recommend it. And they start getting fed all of this. The algorithm picks it up, knows that they're into like extreme right wing crazy shit, and then it just starts giving them more of that, and it's just a real mess. And that goes for both sides, but you know. But I just find it so bizarre that like some guy on freaking 8chan was like, "I'm Q," and then they're like, "Oh, cool, this seems like a real thing." And then, I mean, I know they will argue that like, "Oh, they gave all this evidence, and they were flying in this plane, and they sent a screenshot out of the window, blah 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 blah, whatever." But also, they think also the theory is that Q is also JFK Jr. That's like also the theory. Some people think that that's him.
So that's what's interesting about QAnon is it's not like, well, it's kind of similar to, and people, I don't know, people might get offended. It's kind of similar to the Bible, in which there are different interpretations of what it's saying, in that, maybe that guy's this, and maybe this guy's that, and maybe this. We only know so much. But inference, when it's turned into fact or so-called fact and followed as tightly as these people follow it and other groups, it becomes dangerous. Mm-hmm. Like science, on the other hand, sometimes scientists say, oh, well, we predict that this will happen, that this is true. We've done studies that have gotten us this far, but what we can predict is that this is true. But it's not like, oh, hey, let's go, you know, tear down the White House because they think black holes can appear wherever. Like, it's not right. The same thing. And people equate believing in like science and like actual hard evidence to the same thing as like the Bible or QAnon or any sort of belief system that is rooted in dangerous, truly dangerous ideology. They're mm-hmm. not the same at all. And they need to stop being equated to one another, not to get super deep.
No, it's true. Cole just serving up the truth on this Friday morning. I mean, it makes me feel a bit sad for the people because I'm like, you don't even know. Like, you really think this. Like, it's not, you just really think this. Anyways, that's that. That's that for me for my article.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, great. I'm glad we learned a lot about conspiracies and about QAnon. Okay. So here is my article. This is from the Daily Mail. Boyfriend who dated 35 women and told each one he had a different birthday, so he regularly received gifts, is arrested for fraud in Japan.
Ooh. I mean, that's pretty, that would be a lot of work. Like, worth the gifts, though? You know? Like, is the effort worth the reward?
So, he only received gifts in total from various women within these, you know, 35-woman group. I don't know if every woman sent him a present for his various birthdays. But the total that was allotted against him in court was only, like, 700 pounds. So, like, $1,000. And this made headlines.
What? Just because of how savvy he was? Like, how did the women find out?
So this is how he went about doing it. So essentially, he met all of these women because he is a...
I hate that you have an article that requires you to say women so many times because you're like flip-flopping between saying women and then saying woman or like woman. I don't even know. The other way that you were trying to say it...
Women.
You're saying like woman.
Woman. Sorry. Right. That's my shit impression, my Schmidt impression. He was meeting them because he was a salesman of this weird type of shower head, right?
Okay.
So he's meeting these women and he is targeting women that are single and are in their mid to late 30s, if not 40s, and are obviously unmarried. And he discusses his want and need for a marriage in the near future. Okay. And he promises all these different things and he plays the part.
Oh.
And then he tells him his birthday is like a month later and then they buy him a present and then he just moves on to the next mark.
Dang, dude. Of all the scams, that you could execute, that's kind of like a weird one, but... It's fairly innocent, I guess.
The thing is what the article doesn't tell you is how the women found each other.
That's what I want to know.
Yeah, it doesn't explain it. And that's like probably the most interesting part of the story is like how they figured it out.
They're saving it for their Netflix special.
100%. You're so right. I don't know. These women banded together somehow. They found each other and then it became this network of like survivors from this man.
I love it. Class action gift suit.
Wow, you had a lot to say about that story, and all of it was great. The thing is, guys, what you guys don't know is we were just talking for like 50 minutes before the podcast, so we are warmed up. Yeah. And Jasmine is tired.
I'm on fire. All right. Well, this is something that I'm super excited about as the holiday season rears its little Santa Claus head. It's a Fisher-Price made chatter phone for adults. So if you can try and visualize this, it's a little phone, like a phone that you used to use back in the day on wheels. It has the rotary. Is that what's called rotary where you use it? No, that's not right. Where you use the dial.
Rotary.
Where you put your finger in and you turn the thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so that, and it's like a little toy. Work?
Wait, hold up. Let's.
Well,
let's
I don't want to. Oh,
I'm
man.
Sorry, let's slow this down real quick.
No.
How does that work? Why is rotating it one at a time for each number quicker than buttons?
because that was the way it used to be before buttons existed.
What do you mean, like dad? A stylistic That's the way choice. It used to be? Give me an explanation. Why does it make sense over buttons?
I don't know how it works. It doesn't make sense over buttons. That's why buttons came out and these don't exist hardly anymore.
Okay, thanks.
It's the old way that phones used to be, you stinkhead. So this phone, it's like a little toy phone. As I said, little toy phone, rotary dial. It's got eyeballs, it's got wheels, it's got a face. And if you can probably visualize it in your head because it's a classic Fisher-Price toy. So what they've done is they've created a Bluetooth version of this phone that connects to your mobile device so that you can place calls from this phone. It's basically like a it's basically like an analog version of your cell phone. I feel like anyone who makes a lot of calls in the day could use something like this. Sit at their desk, use this little phone. It speaks to you when you're dialing the numbers. It'll be like 7, 9.
What?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So I mean, I think it's a great gift idea.
So they realized that landlines are really not a thing anymore for the majority of people.
Yeah.
So they reinvented the landline.
The landline.
And made
yes.
it kiddie so that it's retro.
Yeah.
And is it selling well? Like, are people buying? I kind of want one.
I know, same. It came out on Wednesday. They launched a bit on Wednesday and then a bit on Thursday. When you hook it up to your Bluetooth, a male voice says, "Hi there, good to go."
What?
Yeah. Pretty cool. And it has rubber wheels, so it won't roll off your desk, which is, you know, that's key.
Wait, what? There's wheels on this thing?
Yeah. It's like a little, you know what? I'm going to send you a picture of it.
You have to send me a photo. Hey, we got a little chat thing here. This little chat thing. You can send whatever you want in there.
Oh, that's so true. Can I, like, drop it in there? I don't know about that.
Well, I don't know. That's a good, it might have to be a Lizink.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
We're going to leave all this in. Really, what we need to start doing is caring less about quality control of our podcast and leaving it all in.
Well, let's not, because I probably am not ready for this yet. I'm not ready for this step yet, and you're just giving me extra work right now, so let's not.
I'm giving you extra work by saying don't edit it at all. What?
Yeah, because I'm going to edit it out.
What we'll do is 1 week we'll buttoned up. Nice and edited. Next week, no edit. And people will be like, I like the unedited version. And we'll call it.
No, because they're going to have to listen to you ramble on for ages. And you're going to have to hear it yourself. Cole doesn't know what he sounds like. Cole doesn't even know that he says M every 5 seconds.
I do know that. That's how I say M. I say M.
And a really long And he's going to have to hear himself talk and realize he's not
I'm
as,
fine with it.
He's not as articulate as he seems on the podcast.
Okay,
maybe.
I'm going to tell a quick story, okay? Oh, I don't think I'm articulate. Don't get me wrong. I'm a moron, but hear me out on this. I know a few things well. I know most things not very well. What I used to do back in the day in high school, I had a buddy who lived with me. We used to smoke weed in his Acura and listen to Frank Ocean, okay? And we used to take my phone. I had one of the first iPhones, had great voice recorder on it. And I'd turn it on and we'd just have crazy conversations and we'd forget it was recording. And I still have those recordings somewhere and they are fucking hilarious because they are raw. They're uncut.
God. Okay, fine, Cole. Do an uncut Yay. Podcast as a Christmas special.
Flames off. Uncut. Can we say, can the jingle happen? Boop, boop, dee, dee, boop, boop, doo, uncut. And then it just begins.
Yeah. Next.
Oh, next. Oh, yes, of course. Here we go. This is my last article because you stole one of mine, but that's fun. Woman billed $700 after sitting in ER waiting room for 7 hours, leaving without treatment.
Jesus. Of course it happened in this. How is that even possible? How is that even allowed? How is that possible? Why? Give us the deets here.
So, hospitals pretty much everywhere in the U.S. do this. They charge you. So, what the administrator who was interviewed from the hospital said, and of course I am paraphrasing here. If you want to really check this out, look it up. But essentially what he said is, you are billed for being here, not for being seen.
Okay. Then it cost you $700. It cost the hospital $700 for you to exist in their space. Like, how is that even? How is that a valid charge?
It's all a con. The entire healthcare in the US is all a con. It is the most corrupt bullshit ever. $700. That's why. Now, I was taught this growing up, that if you are shot, stabbed, you're in an accident that's not life-threatening, but you are pretty hurt and you need like emergency attention, you have a friend drop you off at the ER and they take your wallet, your identification, and everything. You start acting loopy. They take you in. By law, they have to treat you. And then once you're done being treated, you just bounce. No. You just leave because you have no identification or anything. But if you check into the ER and you put down your social security number, they punch it in the system, boom, $700.
So as soon as they're admitted to the hospital, that's where the cost is implemented. So you could just like go in and they would treat you even if you're not properly admitted?
Yeah.
Like if you walked in, you acted all loopy and like you didn't know where you were, but you were really injured, they'd have to treat you by law. Would they actually? Because it seems like they don't really care.
No, they would have to.
Okay.
Because if you were to die on their property and they could have saved you, they would be held liable. And again, right. Anybody check me out on this, but I've met multiple homies from my upbringing who have done exactly this. One fell through a barrier, like a fence that was on a deck, and they were drunk and they fell off and the barrier kind of came with them, but the barrier stuck into the ground. And then one of the poles of the barrier went through their arm and they were hammered and they were like, oh shit. And it was through his arm, broke the bone. His bone is coming out the side. It was a whole mess. And his friends were like, oh fuck. But he was really drunk. So he was like, oh, that's fine. And he got in the car. And before he left, I specifically remember him handing his wallet and all bits of identification him to the next person. He was like, drop me off the ER and drive away. And they covered the license plate with a towel, that's so they couldn't insane. Identify it with hospital cameras. He was treated, and he snuck out the window the next morning. I know this as something that has happened in my life. So I know it has happened.
That is so crazy. Like, it's insane that you have to go to that length, you know? I feel so bad for you guys.
Yeah,
I feel so brutal. Bad for people who, you know, lose everything because of it.
Yeah.
Anyways, seriously. Crazy story. Okay. You got I'm your ready last one? For, yeah. This is pretty – okay, again, this is something that, like, someone got seriously hurt. Oh, and by hurt, I mean dead. And so I don't want to make –
is it the raccoons?
No. I don't want to make light of this by any means. But it is an interesting story. So – and it also freaks me the hell out. So this guy, he was in Brazil. And, you know, Brazil, Amazon River, Amazon, et cetera. He was with a couple of his friends, and he was 30 years old. They were fishing, actually. And he got swarmed by a bunch of bees. So in order to try to escape the bees, he jumped into a farm lake. It was in the municipality of Brasilândia de Minas, Minas Gerais.
Was he eaten by a boa constrictor?
No, he was eaten by piranhas. Don't laugh. Isn't that awful?
Was the farmer just keeping piranhas?
No. They just happened to be in this lake. There are over 30 different species of piranhas who live in this in the Amazon River basin. And the basin, I guess, kind of... I'm kind of confused about how the lake and the river come together here, but there's some reason that they're connected. Anyway, so isn't that awful that he was trying to escape a bunch of bees and he ended up getting eaten by piranhas? He just was gone and his friends couldn't find him. And then he was found later on, washed up on the shore, and he was eaten. I just cannot believe that those fish exist and that they just eat you. Like, that just a swarm of them will come over and just like gnaw at you. They're so tiny. They look pretty harmless. Their teeth aren't huge. They're just like really sharp. It's
they're a lot bigger than you think.
Well, I guess there's probably different sizes.
Like
there's
30. Big.
You don't know. There's 30 different species here in this lake
Piranhas I've seen, they were like that big.
Okay,
they're like the size of a catcher's mitt.
Okay, but that's the same as like all fish. All fish are different sizes. Mm. When I go fishing, I catch fish that are this size and catch fish that are this size. That's something you can keep. Some you throw away because they're too small. Some you throw away because they're too big. There's variations.
This is a really key part of our podcast because people can see this.
Cool. All I'm saying is that fish are all different sizes, and I would assume the same goes for piranhas. But anyways, so
you are
pretty
so
awful.
Right.
It just really, like, I think about the Amazon River. I've been to the Amazon, actually, before.
You have? When?
I was in Bolivia, and I stayed in the Amazon jungle with a bunch of monkeys in a treehouse. I had
no idea that you've been to South America at all. This has never come up.
Oh, well, it was in, like, 2013 or something, or 14 or something. I don't know. But anyway, I went swimming in this, like, river. It wasn't the Amazon River, but it was, like, a river in the Amazon by our hotel. By our, like, we were staying in this...
You're trying to flex on this guy who got killed by piranhas. You're like, yeah, I mean, I've been to Ecuador or whatever, and like, I swam in a river, and like, it wasn't, you know, the Amazon River, but it was like a river in the Amazon. So, like, pretty much same thing. I didn't get killed. I'm fine.
That's not where the conclusion of the story was going to land.
Sounds like that's where you're going with this.
Okay, listen, no. What I'm trying to say is that it freaked me out just being there a little bit. And the reason that it freaked me out is because I was thinking about the story of how if you pee, like if you're standing on the edge of the Amazon River and you pee and then those like little things can like swim up your dick hole.
It's through your dick. I've never heard of them affecting women, but they probably would, I would imagine.
I'm sure they probably would.
Urethras? You guys have urethras, right?
I can't remember if they have the same name, but I know that you know nothing about women anatomy, so...
This has gone on too long.
Oh, I'm not even going to
get into it. This is your one joke against me. You know nothing about women's anatomy.
I could tell you're insecure. It's hitting the soft spot. Not at all. It's hitting the soft spot.
I'm annoyed because it was misunderstood. But yes.
Okay.
You guys have urethras. And now originally when I'd heard about that fish that swims up your pee, originally I'd heard that it swims up your pee stream. And it burrows itself inside of your penis or urethra or whatever the situation is. And then it like expands to the point, I believe,
in
which they can't get it out and they have to amputate.
Are you for real? Is that an exaggeration?
I'm actually serious. Yes. We should look this up. It's called like arapia or something. It has a cool ass name.
I think that last part might be a bit of a myth. But I definitely know that it goes in there and it doesn't. In my mind, it has like a coil shape. So it like... anchors in. Can I ask why, like, evolutionarily speaking,
it's parasitic?
Okay, so it wants to lay eggs in you, or it wants to like live in you, or what is it that it does with your body? Like, what is it that it's needing from you?
Its sole purpose is to use others to nourish itself, and it has adapted.
I understand what a parasite is, but they always have a different purpose.
Okay.
Like they have a different purpose for being a parasite on you. Like they have a different reason for needing you. Do you know what I'm saying? Why are you acting like you don't know what I'm saying? You're acting like I'm not making sense.
For needing you. They have another reason.
I'm waiting for you to acknowledge.
Are needed.
I'm waiting for you to acknowledge what I'm saying, and you keep not saying anything, so I keep feeling like I have to explain it.
You know what I didn't know is that it swims up any orifice. So clearly all it does is it finds any opening. It could be a gash, like a stab or or something.
Let me just pause you right here. Do you think that maybe I should tell you what is true and what's not and give you the information? Since I think you might be making a little bit of this up.
I just said I'm assuming.
It is parasitic, as you said, you're right, and that makes sense. It uses spines that are located under its gills to attach itself to the gills of other larger fish. So normally it goes onto other fish, and then it feeds off the fish's blood. So when I asked you about what it does, what it wants from you, it wants blood. That's what it eats. But apparently, the reality is that there's very little credible evidence that this has ever even happened to a human before.
Oh.
And there was a reported case in 1997 with a Brazilian urologist who claimed to have removed one from a person's urethra. But other than that, it seems that there isn't really a lot of evidence that this has ever happened. And there was a 2001 study that said that they might not even be attracted to urine. I'm just wondering, like, it seems like there's a lot of misunderstood or like not a lot of research done on this fish. There should be, because it's pretty fucking terrifying. It's pretty gross. Parasites are gross.
Parasites are gross. That is
penis
what we
parasites
can all
are
agree on.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Anyway. Okay, there's one more thing that I really want to talk about.
Oh, boy.
And it's just a quick thing. The jetpack. Did you see about that this week? The jetpack flying over LA?
Thoughts? No, I've not feelings? Heard about this.
Oh, there was Santa like a man. Santa practicing? No. He probably has upgraded his sleigh. But there's this man in a jetpack. I'm putting that in like quotations. Jetpack man, they're calling it. And the recitings of him flying above LAX. And it's really strange because he looks like Jack Skellington. And he's flying around upright. But he's moving forward. And so people are saying, I mean, now they're saying like, oh, it's a balloon. But he's moving forward and he's flying like 500 feet above or 5,000 feet. Let me just verify.
5,000 feet?
I swear to God. Let me just check. 5,000 feet altitude.
What?
Mm-hmm.
How have I not heard of this? That's fucking nuts.
Look it up. It's weird. And he's like, he looks like a little man floating in the sky. It's creepy. It's creepy and it's weird, but it kind of maybe looks like it's being moved by a drone, but you don't see the drone, so I'm not really sure. Jetpack man. All right, well, everyone, do your research. Look it up. Look up the videos. They're pretty weird. Maybe I'll post one on our Instagram.
Oh, that's definitely a robot.
What do you mean a robot?
It's not a man inside of there. But
obviously, it's Jack Skellington. I'm just trying to figure out how it's being moved. People are saying it's a balloon. That's what they say about every freaking like unidentified flying object. They always say it's a gosh darn balloon.
It's a weather balloon, yeah. Oh, boy.
That's weird, right?
That is odd. I've never even heard of that before.
That's been happening.
Well, it's been a wonderful week for odd news, mishaps, happenings. And I'm glad we were able to catch up.
Me too. And I'm hungry as heck.
Laptop is going to die in 4 minutes.
Okay, let's not drag this on anymore. I know that you almost wrapped it up very concisely there, but Cole, you've been a hoot, as usual. Wow. We'll be back next week. If anything happens where we're unable to record, we will let you know. But, you know, hope to see us in your little downloads box next week.
All right. Goodbye, guys, and have a wonderful Friday.
Goodbye.